If you haven't seen the 1986 Rad, well, you are in for a fucking treat, my friend, because this is BMX Gold. So let's hop on in. Is everybody ready? Let's start the show.
Here, Tom Thompson, adventure begins. An exciting spectacle brought to you by NOW and Technicolor Podcast.
All right, everybody, and this is Jay Lost the Day, and welcome to, I guess, season two of Now in Technicolor, and we're going to roll slightly differently this time around, and I hope it's going to work, and this time, I'm not alone. I have a good friend here with me, and it's Justin from So I Married a Movie Geek.
What's going on, Justin? What in the butt? What's up? What's up, man? We were singing that. Nice. We were singing that before we started the show. But, dude, I'm so excited to be here, man. And season two, that's huge, dude.
It is.
It's a lot to live up. I mean, this is the second season. You gotta make it better than season one, dude. Are you feeling it? Are you anxious?
I think I'm feeling it. I'm anxious. It's a new year. lots of pressure.
Happy New Year, dude.
Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year.
We've got 2017 behind us.
We do.
So, Jesus.
Every year, it's like, Jesus Christ, maybe this year will be better than last year, and then it just gets worse. Maybe we're fucking up by saying it'll be better. Maybe we just need to go into it saying, man, it's going to fucking suck, and then it's got to be better, right?
You would hope, man. You would hope.
Well, at least you have not really lately. Low expectations going into it.
Oh, man. But, hopefully it's a rad 2018, man.
I'm just like, what seems like a really terrible way to start this off now? Who's going to die this year?
Oh,
hopefully,
man.
Hopefully Kevin Spacey.
Don't bring me down. Well, the Price is Right sound there.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
But don't worry about that, man. I'm just happy to be here on your show. I chose one of my favorite movies to talk about with you, which you'd never seen before.
Yeah, I've never seen this before. I actually went into it thinking, I'm not sure if I have, because I kept thinking of a different BMX movie, but this is not it. And
I know you're from Tennessee, and I'm originally from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last time we talked about this, I just assumed you had seen it because, you know, down in the South, we're big on our BMX bikes.
Oh yeah, we were definitely enormous on our BMX bikes. let me tell you, he kept, like, during that initial jump that he kept trying to learn, I was like, man, he really needs to learn to follow through with his head on that, doesn't he? And then later on, she's like, yeah. So if you let your head run,
did you know about? So obviously, we're talking about Rad. It's a cult classic. A lot of people still haven't seen this movie. So,
well, if you haven't seen it, you need to see it. And the only way to see it really is to buy it. So you should spend the dollars and go on and make this part of your collection.
As I sit here holding the Rad on VHS, I have like six VHS tapes, and one of them is Rad. So that's how much this movie means to me, John.
Oh,
it's,
man,
close to my heart.
It is. I'm telling you, he keeps it close to the chest.
So, did you know about this movie before you saw it? What were your thoughts before and then after you saw it?
Before I saw it, I was like, this could either be really fun or it could just be like a really shitty, like, kind of like $50 budget indie movie. And coming out of it, I was like, this was really fun. And I did not expect to see as many familiar faces in the film as I did. I was like, holy crap. I don't know if it's just because like I watch a lot of older movies and just have seen a lot of them. I'm like, man, I know that guy.
Yeah, it's got so Ray Walston is probably
Ray Walston is fucking huge. And then of course when I saw Lori Loughlin, I was like, really?
Lori Loughlin was like one of my crushes as a kid. So this movie was like a fastball down the middle for me. It's got Lori Loughlin, it's got BMX bikes. It's basically
got Jack Weston as the bad guy.
Jack Weston is the bad guy. I mean, it's Rocky but with BMX bikes, basically.
Pretty much.
It even has Adrian from Rocky in it.
I feel like there's some breaking mixed in there. Except they're not trying to save a community center.
So Rad came out in 86, and another movie that's close to my heart also came out in 86, Thrashin'. Like those two movies, Rad and Thrashin', were huge to me. as a little kid, I was like, man, you know what's really cool? BMX bikes and skateboards. Like if I could learn and be good at either one of those things, I will be set for life. According to these movies. So.
Yeah, pretty much. According to these movies, in 1990s X Games, if you could do skateboarding, BMX, or rollerblading, you were fucking set.
Were you a fan as a kid of the Smokey and the Bandit movies and like the Cannonball Run movies?
Yeah.
The same director did Rad that did Smokey and the Bandit 1 and 2.
That explains.
And Cannonball Run 1 and 2. So... this came in 86 after all four of those. So those were huge in my, especially my grandfathers, both love those movies.
I mean, who doesn't remember Smokey and the Bandit?
So imagine like you're at home and like you see the commercials, like from the director of the Cannonball Run and Smokey and the Bandit comes BMX, the BMX Colt Classic Red.
And your grandfather's just like, God damn it. He has taken a huge downturn.
No way, man. Starring Ray Walston, Jack, you know?
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin, you'll see her soon on Full House.
And coming Bill Allen.
Dude, right before we started taping, I looked over and Bill Allen has a book called My Rad Life. And I simultaneously like felt kind of sorry for him, but also was like, why don't I have this book already so I can learn about all the secrets behind Rad? So
all the real nitty gritty behind the movie.
Oh man! So what else, man? Tell me about this was your first time. I'm so excited you finally saw it.
All right, everybody. So this is 1986 Rad.
His name is Crew.
Ain't good looking.
BMX is his world. Rad is his way of life.
The world would be a lot better off without kids.
We're here for the biggest and most important bicycle motocross event ever held, Helltrack.
This is a very important race.
The very finest riders in the country are here riding for some $100,000.
Helltrack in this town.
They've got to be kidding. This is a joke.
I really think I can get this one. I think I've got a chance.
I don't want to hear any more about it.
Everyone's on his case.
Get that. The paperboy thinks he's a pro.
He's nothing next to Bart Taylor.
He's got the style.
There's something about the way you ride so natural.
And he's going to prove it.
I've never seen such raw determination and talent in one kid.
Against the factory hotshots.
Looks like the local yokel's gonna race after all.
It's gonna take a miracle to beat this guy.
Against the big money fixers.
All you have to do is take out that kid.
Against impossible odds.
You scared now?
This guy doesn't even stand a chance.
Yeah.
He's going for it all. Rad.
So, all right. This movie was fucking fantastic. Like, I love the very beginning of this, like, with the fucking 1980s, like, BMX, like, montaging. Oh, dude, it was fucking great. Like, you just do that, and it's like, all right, so it's a bunch of 1980s professional BMX trick riders, and they're all, like, literally just showing the hell out. And then you get into this and it's this small town local boy that's the newspaper that's really going to make a dream for himself, but his mom is totally against it. And I'm just like, really? Really? How is BMX riding now the devil? Like this is what I'm getting impressed off his mom.
Yeah, so if you've never seen Rad before, you're like, oh, this is like some stupid BMX film. But it's also a mystery because you do not know why Adrian from Rocky, who plays Crew Jones' mom in the movie,
yep,
is so like dead set against him being in this BMX race. She wants him to take his SATs, you know, and get into college. But he's like, or I could just take them, you know, like a month later and be super awesome
and make and like $100,000
and get like a, was it like a Corvette or something? Like, this is high stakes, dude. This
actually
hell track.
Yes, actually, to be honest with you, by the end of this movie, this kid has made $160,000 plus a Corvette. And I'm just like, holy crap, dude, you went from paper boy to like 1980s rich.
You know what? Other than Thrashing, another good movie to watch with Rad is Over the Top, because he basically had the same thing going on, except for it was arm wrestling, and he won a truck and his son's love. So,
I don't know. At this point, they might as well watch Throw Mama from the Train. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I like that movie too, man. It's a good movie. I don't know, man. It's weird. Like, as a kid, I was really into like these extreme sports like movies. Like I said, Thrashing. We did this movie on our podcast way long ago. And I made Chrissy watch Rad and Gleaming the Cube with Christian Slater.
Oh. And
so stuff like that. Skateboarding. Yeah. Airborne in the 90s was like a pseudo like rollerblading type movie.
Oh, don't forget Brink. Disney's Brink. Team Pup and Suds.
Electric Boogaloo, Rollerball, Basketball. Like, if there's some kind of weird fucking sport involved, I'm usually on board.
I don't give a shit how bad people say basketball is. That movie is fucking great.
It is a good movie.
It's fucking great. I love it.
I love Orgasmo, too. Like, everything is good.
Oh, that's what we should have talked about. Orgasmo.
Do you like Orgasmo? Yeah.
I love Orgasmo. Stunt cock.
The woman that's like, you're going to make me come.
You got it, honey, at my age, you got to do DVDA.
DVDA shot. I make Chrissy watch that one too. That's a great one to make someone watch who's never seen it before.
Oh, yeah. I swore I would never do hamster style ever again.
I told my dad I would never do hamster style again. Oh, man. Orgasmo. Also watched that.
But Rad, man. I'm telling you. Like, I don't know. Like, that whole thing with his mom just being like, it's going to ruin your life. I'm like, where did this classic trope come from? Like, where did this come from in, like, these teen movies come up? Like, because then I started thinking of Sister Act. Even though this is years later, I'm starting thinking of Sister Act. They borrowed that trope for, I can't think of her name right now. Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah.
For her character. Singing is the devil. Your father thought it was going to put money on the table, but it killed him. And I'm like, how did singing kill him?
Well, his dad's not in the picture in this movie.
No, and dad's gone.
And so I created like a pseudo subplot that dad was killed somehow by a BMX bike.
That's admittedly, that's the way she makes you feel. She makes you feel like his dad died in some strange BMX accident. Like it exploded
all it took,
on
all it took
him.
All it took was one line, and they could have totally cleared that up, but they wanted to keep the mystery of, like, why is she totally against this? This is weird. But I was about to say, you're talking about Lauryn Hill. That trope's everywhere. It was also two years before this, 84, in another one of my faves, Footloose. Like, they wouldn't even let that guy dance.
Oh, dude. Like,
he couldn't even dance.
It's like, dancing is the devil. It is the path to everything in the 1980s was the devil. Did you notice
this? It was a lot of devil. The devil. Yep. I was about to say another reason I love this movie is you were talking about the beginning of the movie, which is a music video, literally, bunch of riders. But the soundtrack to this movie is Ace's 80s soundtrack. the first song, I mean, I have the soundtrack on my iPhone. No joke, on my iPhone. But my my 5-year-old is obsessed with that first song from this movie. It's called Break the Ice, and it's one of those, like, you could have seen it in a montage for like a Rocky montage or something, and it's just it's pretty awesome. So
yeah, no the soundtrack's fucking great. It's so 80s, so much synth. But admittedly, what about how there's one song in the movie that didn't actually make it to the soundtrack?
What?
There's one song that didn't make it to the soundtrack, and that's the Charm King song, Caught Up in the Crossfire. It's only in the movie.
What? I'm trying to think which one that is. Caught Up in the Crossfire. There's Break the Ice, which is huge. Mm-hmm. There's one during one of the final, I think it's semifinal race. It's the one where he literally crashes. Remember, he crashes,
yep,
and then somehow goes off course and like gets into the top three.
Oh yeah.
So there's a song called Thunder in Your Heart, which I'm like, ah, oh, this is like,
well, yeah, that's the same song they use for like the last scene too. They're like the last scene during the last race. That's the one they use. I'm like, they're really pushing that one now on you. They're like, that's our theme, man. That's like the biggest hook we've got.
But the my favorite scene in the movie, and the song, it has the song that most people probably have heard before, but I don't know if they know that it was in this movie, is the dance scene where they both show up on their BMX bikes to this dance, like high school like dance, and they do a dance with their BMX bikes, like on the dance
floor. Oh, they do. I was like, all right. When she goes and gets the bike and then jumps over him and says, come on, I'm like, are they literally about to do a BMX dance? And then they did it. And I was like, this is fucking hilarious and great. This is so fun. I'm like, why in the middle of this dance? It's like, yeah, this seems like a good idea.
Chrissy was in the room when I was rewatching it earlier this week, and she was like, rolling her eyes so hard at me, because like, Chrissy, this is the part where he just like, he literally spins onto the floor to introduce himself, and she's like, hey, what's up? And he's like, hey, what's up? And then the song comes on, it's like, see me an angel, and I'm like, yes, this is awesome.
She's like, he's like, what do I do? And then all of a sudden they just part, they're perfect synchronicity.
Chrissy, why are you rolling your eyes? You're literally in the room.
She's in the room rolling her eyes about this.
Come here, Chris. Tell. Come here. You can give a sound bite about your love for Rad. I asked her tonight. I'm like, Chrissy, I'm talking about Rad on another podcast. You want to talk about it with me? So what? Look at you. You're smiling. Why don't you want to talk about your love of Rad with us, Chris?
You know you love it.
If by love you mean indifference, then like, sure. What up? I'll talk about Rad.
All right.
Indifference. You love Lori Loughlin.
What's your indifference?
I mean, I guess I'm indifferent because I just kind of don't get it. Maybe that's it. I've seen it twice now, and I couldn't tell you for the life of me what it's about, except for this dude who apparently is really good at bumping on his BMX bike at dances, and Lori Loughlin looking super hot and also very good at BMX biking, except using a body double. And that's pretty much it. And Justin loves the soundtrack. That's all I know.
Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was great.
You know what? The reason that she doesn't get it, but the reason that I thought that you would probably get it is, Chrissy, in the South, you grew up here in LA, but in the South, once you had a bike like this, it's basically almost like you had a car.
It's true. You could go anywhere.
Like he was like, you know, doing his Rad bike across town at the, you know, earlier than this, he was a senior in high school in the movie, but way before this, we were riding to the McDonald's, the Bojangles to get some milkshakes or something like that, some video games, some Double Dragon at the 7-Eleven or whatever. What do you have to say? Hold on one sec.
Two things.
Yeah. In LA, it was all about Lords of Dogtown.
Because he's never seen that.
Nope. Aww. Number one, I will tell you, I may have grown up in LA, but I had a bike And I remember at 14 years old riding my bicycle down to Starbucks a half a mile to get a Frappuccino, and I would like hook it up and then go back home. So
nice.
Secondly, please tell me that your love of Rad wasn't just because in the South y'all rode bikes, but because you just loved to
Please tell me you have a similar story
of taking your bike out onto a dance floor somewhere in Trinity, North Carolina.
I've never done that. I've never ridden a bike onto a dance floor and been like, let's do this.
I told Chrissy, you know, I was always at the awkward dances where there'd be like a circle, like, spring up and the people go inside the circle and like show off their dance moves, and I was like, I couldn't even do that. I couldn't imagine bringing out my Huffy or something like, hey, look at this, I'm bouncing on this thing. I'm like, it would never go that way for me. So
he's like, face plant.
I mean, his character at the beginning of the movie, he's got like this girlfriend, but she hates him.
He offers
to take her to the dance on the back of his Huffy BMX bike. Like, he's basically
she rolls his eyes
loser.
At him. She rolls her eyes. She's like, "No, you're a loser." I don't know. It's like apparently they became teenagers, and then she was like, "Yeah, fuck you. You should get a car, not ride around on this bike."
But then you make
$160,000 riding this bike.
This is Crew Jones you're talking about. What you talking about?
Right, so, it's Crew Jones. It's the hero of the town.
Well, he's got two jobs. You know, he does newspapers in the morning, which, by the way, USA Today. I was like, I love that it is USA Today, which they filmed this in Canada, so that was like their easy way. Like, look, USA, yay.
Yeah, it's in the USA. Yeah, yeah.
And then he works at the diner with this guy named Bob that he calls Blob.
Yeah,
as well, so.
who hates him through most of the movie until like the end, where he uses his working relationship with him to get popcorn out of that Asian woman's popcorn. He just straight up reaches in and steals her popcorn.
I've got a Rad shirt. You know how that's a huge plot point in the movie?
Yeah,
I have a Rad racing shirt of
my own. Nice. Well, the whole movie seems to be about just the overall same theme of being able to make your own way and really getting a chance and taking it and succeeding.
I mean, it's got some the racing scenes are actually pretty exciting.
They are.
I mean, what else? What in the BMX bike racing realm of movies? It's pretty much this or BMX Bandits. You ever seen that one with Nicole Kidman?
Yes. I think that's the one I kept thinking of when I was thinking of this movie. I was like, is that BMX Bandits movie?
I was like, that one's less about the BMX, like the actual racing type thing, more than they're doing like other stuff in that movie. I just don't think that one's as exciting as Rad.
That one doesn't have as much high octane racing in it.
And Lori Loughlin. Let's not forget about Lori Loughlin.
She's the gem of the film.
She's the Mickey of the film, or the Miyagi of the film. She's the one that like sees the raw talent in Crew Jones and helps develop it into the Crew Jones at the end of the movie that beats all these like professional dudes.
He does. So, it's about the underdog taking on the big man and winning.
I love some of their names, like Mike Miranda. I always think of Mike Miranda, but they're like the Hell Track, which.
Well, I mean, again, it's because they prominently say Mike Miranda, and especially through that last race. I was like, Mike Miranda wipes again.
That was part of his contract. You have to say my name at least 20 times for me to be in this movie. Mike Miranda. There goes Mike Miranda again.
But I mean, like,
I was about to say that the actual hell track at the end was a huge selling point as a kid, because seeing that, I was like, where is that and why can't I be on that now with my little Huffy bike? So
it's like, you would have given it a shot, especially at the time, definitely would have gave it a shot. Now my old ass would be like, I'm gonna break something.
As I sit on my heating pad. Talking to you about rad. Back in the day when I was more rad than I am now.
That's right. Dude, like seriously, that first one though, during the qualifying match, like, yeah, he in between each one of those races, he's like dead. But then when the race kicks in, he's got it. He's got it. And during that last one, I'm like, how the hell is he gonna wreck? Everybody go by him, and then he still makes it back into second place. Those guys just suck.
They must have cut out several scenes where he was doing like, I don't know, mainlining Mountain Dew between the races or something. Bumps. He's doing bumps. He's like, I got this. Let's get radical. Yeah. Turn on the soundtrack.
I mean, it was the 80s, man. You know, plenty of bumps all over the place.
I was like, he looks like he's like a couple gears higher than some of these guys he's blowing past in his, you know, amateur little bike he's got going on. So
yeah. But come on, like the villain is fucking hilarious. Like, oh, literally.
We haven't even talked about Bart Taylor yet.
Oh yeah, Bart Taylor.
Bart Taylor and his two underlings. I don't even remember their name. I just call them like Dude One and Dude Two, the twins.
Oh, that's you're better off. That's pretty much all they're good for, because like they literally serve no other purpose in this movie. Other than to just stand there and like push things.
How dare you? They were also in the same high school dance scene. They have their own dance scene before he comes
man,
in. Oh,
man, screw that
eyes.
Dance scene. All they did, they didn't dance. They just stood there and like rubbed against that other girl. A sexual harassment. Panda.
It's very sexual, man.
It's extremely like, sexual. Like the fucking Bart, like literally, all right, he's dancing. Him and that girl are actually dancing. The other two dudes are literally just like, we are trying to bang this chick from one from each end. That's just all it looks like.
Well, here's the thing, and I've seen this several times, and even this last time I was watching it, and it's kind of unclear as to whether this is like a high school dance, just like for the high school, or is this just a dance that's taking place at the high school that's for like Hell Track or something? Because I'm like, if it's a high school dance, what are these random people like Bart Taylor and some just there? Like their girlfriends are barely wearing even clothes.
Yes.
It's very awkward. They're like having sex on the dance floor.
At one point, one of the twins during the dance leans over to one of the random chicks in the crowd and just kisses the fuck out of her.
This movie is obviously pre 9/11, guys. They bring bikes in, like it gets crazy.
There's a knife
on this
fight.
Dance floor. There should have been a knife fight.
There should have been a knife fight. That would have been fucking great.
I mean, the bad guy, Jack Weston, right?
Jack Weston.
He's a drunk in this movie. He plays a drunk.
Oh, man. Dude, him and his partner, literally, every time you see them, they're pouring alcohol into something.
They must have been thinking like, oh, shit, we're in this stupid rad movie that no one's going to see. Let's get drunk.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, they were trying to entice everyone. Like, during the dance, he was like, let's go over here and, you know, spice up this punch.
All their lines are improv. Yeah, let's go do this. You know that John Leguizamo and whatchamacallit were drunk throughout the filming of Super Mario Brothers, the movie?
You know, honestly, I could believe that, because you would need to be drunk as fuck to make it through filming that movie.
So maybe they were just taking it after Jack Weston Rad. They're like, we're just going to Jack Weston this shit, just like Rad.
They're like, we're going to Rad. We're just going to be fucking smashed. I mean, have you seen the Goombas? They fucking suck.
That's what that movie needed. Goombas on BMX bikes.
I think that would have been a hell of a mix.
Well, I mean, this movie's original, the original title of this movie was Balls Out. So, some Goomba testicles just hanging out. Let's go see Balls Out.
I wish the movie's name had been Balls Out. I think at one point in the movie, they say something about Balls Out.
yeah, he tells him like go balls out, and it's really awkward the way he says it. And knowing that now, I'm like, that's what they're doing. They were trying to
include the title.
Yeah. Mike, I'm surprised they didn't call it Mike Miranda. Let's get one balls out, several Mike Mirandas, you know, lots of rads. All There's right. a lot of rads
so,
in
so,
here.
So to answer your question, when I watched it, though, the dance, from what I could gather, it was a dance put on specifically for Hell Track that just happened to be hosted at the high school.
It's so weird. Like it is weird. Put on this like high school dance. I mean, but they do have that weird scene at the beginning of the movie where the bad guy, the rich guys, are trying to sell Hell Track to this small podunk town. They're like, it's gonna change the town.
It's gonna the world in your town. It's gonna all make it a popular stations. Resort for BMXing. I love the what Mrs. Gray is just, what about the local youth? Won't they get really off put by these youngsters coming in and them not being able to race? They're like, we'll give them 10,000 even if they don't complete it. Even whoever, if they happen to come in second, we'll if they race the hell mouth, they'll get 10 grand. They're like, that we never plan on them to win. We're gonna blow them up with dynamite.
Red. Where did they film this? So yeah, they filmed it in Cochrane, Alberta, Canada.
But at the same time, the fucking cop in this. All right, at first, when they're hanging out at the lumberyard, right?
For the life of me,
is he on the clock, or is he just doing this for fun? Because like, why is he chasing these kids? Like, at no point have I understood, like, while I was watching it, why was the cop chasing the kids at the beginning of the movie? They weren't doing anything.
Or why didn't, like, once he got on all those logs, why didn't just all the logs come tumbling down?
Yeah.
And then he was arrested by that cop.
Yeah, apparently, no. He had perfect balance on those logs and created no weight shift. Don't forget how they had a perfect commercial for Kicks right in there at the same time. They made sure to have that opening shot into the little den of theirs with that box of Kicks.
Oh yeah,
they were pushing the Kicks.
The blandest cereal ever.
I was about to say, I was like, man, this is like one of the blandest, worst cereals you can buy. Here, let's promote it.
Well, I think they had more advertising at Hell Track too. Like everywhere you look, they go, "Oh, what's that?" Yeah. Mike Miranda. like I said, the coolest part was the opening jump was like a basically a vertical wall that they had to go down. It was so huge.
And well, apparently it was really big from what I read. So big that originally no one would go down it until they lowered it.
Ah, fuck that, man. You got to go balls out, right?
Right?
No. Okay. No, I was going to say the bowl.
I was going to say, Chrissy's like, you keep them balls in.
Balls out, Chrissy. Balls out. Balls out. All right.
She's like, okay, let's do it.
You just don't get it, Chris. Like, our bikes were our life, man. I was so into this movie as, like, when did this come out? I was 6 years old when this came out that I was dead set on like making ramps and stuff at my house, like little ramps with like just a 4x4 wood or something and some bricks.
Oh man. Yeah. I was going to say, you got to remember the old cinder block and a 2x6.
There we go. And then hurt myself. So,
I have been racked going up one of those ramps.
Oh geez. But apparently, I don't know if this is true. I just read this. That this movie had one of the largest discrepancies between audience and critical score on Rotten Tomatoes.
I could see that. I could see
critics
that.
Hated it so much, probably had a 0% or something, but the audience score was huge. So.
Yeah, it was like a 7.2.
What?
I was looking at IMDb, and on IMDb, the score for the movie is a 7.2 out of 10.
Crazy. And there's never been an official like DVD release for this movie.
Nope. There's no official release that I've seen.
So that's why I've been holding on. I mean, I think there's like fake DVDs that you could buy on Amazon, but
yeah,
that's why I've held on to this VHS with my life. of Red.
You can buy a Korean copy DVD off of Amazon if you really want one.
Oh, awesome. But if you've got Apple Music, guys, the Rad soundtrack is on Apple Music. You could experience the whole soundtrack.
Admittedly, this seems like a movie that should be on YouTube right now. Since it's not like connected to anything, I don't know if anybody's owning any copyrights to this. It should probably be on YouTube.
It should, you know what it should be? It should be in, there needs to be a Rad reboot, dude. Like Rad reboot.
I don't know. Are extreme sports really super popular still right now? Maybe.
They should be. Dude.
They should be.
It should be.
I haven't seen a big advertisement for the X Games in a long time.
Dude, this is the song, man. It just gets you revved up in the morning. Like, I want this to wake me up in the morning. That's the most 80s. Oh, dude, it's great. Why can't that wake me up every morning? Instead of my kids. That would be great. Okay, so let's cast it, dude. Rad reboot. You know Rad this reboot. Dude, Bill Allen, which, I mean, he was serviceable. He was not terrible. He was not great. He was just kind of in the middle.
Yeah. So,
and he didn't have to do any, he did like one stunt or something. So seeing it, you're like, did they cast him for his BMX riding ability or his acting ability?
They cast him on his acting charm.
Because even Lori Loughlin, if you watch in her, like the dance scene on the dance floor, it looks like a slightly more muscular Lori Loughlin with like a van wig or something, like a dude doing all the stunts and stuff.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. It definitely does. Even the guy, like, apparently that did Bill Allen's character, like, his stunts had to, like, dye his hair to try to look like him. But even when you, like, they pan away and they do the dark shot, he has a different haircut.
So, I was trying to think. How about, like, a Tom Holland?
That's actually the same guy I was thinking of. It was, like, maybe Tom Holland.
Tom Holland is Crew Jones, and then we need like a Lori Loughlin, which would be like a, I don't know. Now I feel super duper old. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to think of somebody that would be a good teenage counterpart, and I'm like, I feel old because everybody I've thought of is
Chrissy.
Is
who could play Lori Loughlin in the reboot of Rad? Huh? Who's that young and could play like? We need somebody with Lori Loughlin like presence. Like, you can't keep your eyes off her. When she's doing that scene, Chris, where they're ass sliding into the river or something, you need someone who could sell that. I don't even know anyone that young. That's like Miley Cyrus age. There you go, Miley Cyrus. No?
I'm looking this up. How about this Bella Thorne girl?
Oh, Bella Thorne, Chrissy. She's like, who's that? She's scandalous.
She played Spivey in My Own Worst Enemy.
She played Spivey. Or, oh, dude, what's the girl that was in Edge of 17? That girl. Oh, jeez. The True Grit girl. Hailee Steinfeld. She's good.
Maybe. She's good. Either that or maybe some Amanda Stenberg.
You're just a, what'd you say, Chris? Sarah Hyland. She's
Mandolin okay. Stenberg. She played Rue in the Hunger Games.
Ah, okay. Okay. So you're mixing it up. That's good. I like that. I'm just saying there needs to be a Rad reboot and it needs to happen now. I mean, how much this can't, we could do this in Canada today and it shouldn't, terrible idea. Well, Chrissy.
We can cast Ron Perlman as the enemy.
Chrissy.
As the bad guy. Ron Perlman.
Ryan Gosling can play the Ray Walston role. Like he's the rich guy who, you know, is against this at first, but then wants to stick it to the man and that's where he puts his money. Even if Ryan Gosling is in it,
Chrissy's just a hater.
Come on, we already have Tom Holland and Amanda Stenberg and Ryan Gosling and Ron Perlman. This is gold.
I would have to agree with you. You know, there you go. Netflix. Let's call it Netflix. They got a lot of money to spend.
They do, and they would definitely be down for a rad reboot.
Oh, dude, Chrissy, we're just printing money over here. It's fine. You don't have to be part of my dream of having a rad reboot, but John's on board now, so it's cool. She's like, whatever. film was released on VHS and Laserdisc in 86, where the film quickly found a following and became a top 10 video rental for 2 years after the film's release.
Top 10.
Hell yeah. People like the underdog. So, you know, it's the Rocky of BMX racing, man. See it. It's great. It's great.
Extremely fun.
Not as great as our reboot, but still good. Still good. Yeah, man. I'm trying to think of things that I might have forgotten about. But like I said, the big pluses for me were, of course, the bike racing scenes, the soundtrack, Lori Loughlin, really cheesy bad guys. I mean, the combo of Bart Taylor, his two thuggy dudes, and Jack Weston was like, you can't stop. Drunk Jack Weston, of course. So it was unstoppable, this movie, in my heart. So,
Of course. And I don't know. Like I say, the only thing I can't think of, I think we touched on was the cop at the very end when he's like, this boy has made something. He's got a dream, and he's really made something of it. And if you people are going to let some nickels and dimes stand in front of it, then I guess we're all going to have to live with it.
That's a great scene.
It's so good. I'm just
that's
like
a great scene.
I'm like, this guy comes out of nowhere, and it's just like
that's like he's like, yeah. The cop was like, dude, this is my Mikey in front of the waterfall scene from Goonies, man. I gotta make these people believe in me and believe in this kid.
They gotta
like,
believe in crew. Time. And that white and time. that fucking lady that every time you see her, that's a good boy. That's a good boy. Oh, do you know that boy? That's a good boy.
I was so pissed as a kid that there was never a sequel to this, because at the end, he asked Bart Taylor, it's like, hey, man, want to join the Rad Racing team? Yeah, man, cool. And they do like
yeah,
that.
They do like the high five, and they like pick the bike up.
High five with their bikes. And I was like, yes, you know, this is awesome. This is like ending on the scene of Daniel LaRusso kicking that dude in the face at the end. You're like, ah, I can't wait to see the sequels so I can see how his face ended up or whatever. So,
but then they just so continue good. To show you the rest of it, and you see how his face turns out before the end of the movie, which oddly enough, no damage, straight kick to the face, no bruise. Kid has a rock solid face.
He respected him too. He's like, man, I respect you.
he lost to the most unconventional kick ever. How could he not respect? The only time in the entire world that kick has actually landed.
Oh, dude, don't talk to me about Karate Kid. Talking about another movie, an underdog movie, Karate Kid. I mean,
no, you want to know which Karate Kid I don't want to talk about? The one with Jaden Smith. Good God,
refuse to see it.
Never see it. Like it never even acknowledged its existence, because literally I watched this for free and I feel like they robbed me.
I drive by Daniel LaRusso's apartments 5 days a week in Reseda. As a kid, I was like, man, I totally want to live in Reseda someday, and I live a couple miles away from it now, so I'm fulfilling the dream. A young boy in North Carolina. Oh, man. Karate Kid. Oh, Karate Kid, rad. It's all young underdog kid story. So good stuff, man.
It is. It's great stuff. Great stuff. Totally worth the watch. Glad you suggested it, honestly. Like, this was definitely one I'm glad I added to movies I have watched.
Our boy Wes at Via VHS needs to watch this movie, too.
Yes.
I think I talked about it with him. He's like, I've never seen that. I'm like, what?
Dude. You need to
watch it right now, man. Right now.
Drop what you're doing. Get you a Korean version of this disc of the movie and go on and watch it.
I will. I was about to say, no, I won't. I was like, I'll send you my VHS if you promise to send it back. But it's too valuable, man.
It's valuable. It's a valuable piece of commodity right there.
Oh, man. But yeah, man.
If Netflix catches that reboot, you think the value on that VHS will skyrocket?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Well, this movie should be on Netflix? Like, the subscribers would go through the roof once people heard that this has been added to Netflix. The Rad from 1986? Sign me up, Netflix.
They'll go from millions of subscribers to billions of subscribers.
The Rad Universe? We're starting a series? Hell yeah, let's do this. You know, fuck the Defenders or whatever. I've got the Rad Universe with Crew Jones and Bart Taylor.
We're going to start a whole new superhero universe starring BMX riders.
Robot Ray Walston, you know? So,
we're going to bring Ray Walston back from the dead zombie, Ray Walston.
Oh, Rad with the zombies. That'd be great. Like,
oh my God. Let's make it Rad with zombies racing for their lives. And now they've got wild, like, knives and shit on the sides of them. So they're like doing tricks and swinging the back of the bike into zombie heads.
Oh my God. The Walking Dead has been shitty for seasons. We need some BMX racing in that shit.
We do.
Come on.
That'd spice up The Walking Dead. Totally. I'd watch it again. I'd actually watch it again. I haven't seen it since season 4, but you had some goddamn BMX kills in there, and I'm turning it on.
This Rad Universe is going, it's going places, man.
It's going places.
Add Crew Jones to the Avengers. I like half of them are getting killed. They're going to need somebody.
They're
going to
need
new.
Somebody new. And who better than Crew Jones and his magical BMX bike?
Oh, dude, Crew Jones could turn into Ghost Rider. Like, this is all working out. I've been waiting for them to add Ghost Rider to the mix, and they could finally do it. They got Crew Jones.
There are different Ghost Riders. He could be the new one.
I would love to see Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider just like totally show up. I think that would be amazing.
If I saw Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider show up in anything, I'm walking away. I'm just instantly walking away. I'm just like, that, I can't believe this anymore. Like, Nick Cage. All right. So I watched those two movies with Duty, right?
Yeah.
I watched like the first one, and then I watched that sequel that apparently had nothing to do with the first one. Well, it starred Nicolas Cage. And I'm like, by the second one, they didn't even bother to try to put a hairpiece on him. They're just like, yeah, you look like you're almost 50.
Well, that's the sequel is the Ghost Rider done by the Crank guys. So that's the one that's totally crazy.
Like, admittedly, it's better than watching the first one, but it's still not by much.
Oh, amazing.
It's not by much. It's so ridiculous. And they hang on the whole idea of apparently the only ability he has is to throw the fucking chain at everybody. Also, Suicide Squad stole how, like, the witch moved from that Crank Brothers movie.
I mentioned the Crank Brothers because we did Ghost Rider like a couple months ago, and then we just did Crank like last week on our show. And
I heard both of those episodes, and
he was like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Chrissy's like, "I draw the line at having sex in public."
Oh man, that movie is crazy, man. Crazy
oh, movie. It is wild. It is wild as hell all the way to the end of that movie.
I'm about to get my kids on this movie. There's nothing too crazy except for the sexual dancing at the high school dance or whatever thing. But it's pretty great. It's a pretty great movie.
Pretty solid. Pretty solid movie. Definitely. Not worth a zero, but a 7.72 out of 10 is definitely worth that.
What did it have on IMDb? Did you already say that?
Yeah, that's the IMDb one. It is
7.2. Damn. There you go. That is high.
I thought that was a pretty good rating. I thought that was pretty nice. I was like, hey, 7.2, that's not too bad.
I mean, it makes you nostalgic of the days of yesteryear where kids could go out on bikes and, you know, have adventures and stuff like
Admittedly,
that.
Admittedly, so. It did make you think about the fact that I was like, this is totally the 80s. Because that little girl's like, I'm 10 years old. I'm a fucking adult already.
Dude, his sister, she was pretty good. She's like, fuck you. Fuck this. You know?
She was like, this is bullshit.
I remember being very attuned as a kid to the kid characters that cursed. I was like, yeah, that's my dog
right there.
That's why I love Goonies so much. They're just cussing through that whole fucking movie. So
they are.
But dude, like I said, thanks for finally watching Rad. Any chance I get to spread the Rad love, I instantly jump at. So whatever Chrissy says, just. It's the opposite. It's an amazing movie. So,
oh yeah, it's great. But so everybody, y'all should definitely check this out. It is definitely worth checking out. If I was to rate it personally myself with the, I guess, the Now and Technicolor scale, I would definitely give it like case. It's definitely worth partying down to, because that soundtrack fucking gets you in the mood to party.
Yeah, man. A case of Shock Top for me gets me in the mood to party, Rad style. So.
Yeah. Shit. But all right, so I guess we're gonna start wrapping this up. Justin, you want to tell everybody where they can find So I Married a Movie Geek?
So we're So I Made a Movie Geek. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, SoundCloud. We're now on Spotify, and then we're at Movie Geek Cast on Twitter, and we're on Facebook. Just search for us there. And we also have an Instagram. We're putting up photos, but yeah, just search for us. We're in a lot of stuff, and we love to talk movies, so reach out to us if you can.
Hell yeah. Social media.
And my brother John, my fellow Podfix Network bro John.
Yes.
Thank you sir.
Thank you. As like he said, you can find me and him on the Podfix Network with a bunch of other glorious shows. love them all. And at the same time, you can find me just by like searching Now in Technicolor Podcast, and we're on like Podomatic, Apple Podcast, all over the damn place. Unlike Justin, though, I am terrible at social media. So I have like Facebook and a Twitter, and I'm terrible at Facebook. Terrible at it.
It's okay, man. It's okay. It's a new season for you, dude. Happy New Year, and I wish the best for you in season two. It's exciting. Turning over a new leaf. I love it.
I like it. And thank you for being the first guest on. I really enjoyed that. Really glad you suggested Rad. That was really fun. And I'm glad to have watched it. So hell yeah, man. But
hell yeah, man. Here's to a Rad 2018 to you, dude.
You too, brother. You too. And all right, everybody. Let's get radical and get the hell out of here. Yeah, so it's been fun. Take care. And everybody stay colorful.
podcast on the PodFix Network. You can check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.